So here we go, this week's edition of the 3D Sandra. So let's just jump straight into the parsha. This is when Yaakov Avinu is sending Yosef to the brothers that are shepherding the sheep. So there's a lot of nuance here. Let's read through it once just to get the parsha shot, and then let's go through it again with a little bit more of a fine-tooth comb. It begins, V'yelch v'yachav d'arus son Avim Shechem. Sounds like the brothers went to shepherd their father's sheep in Shechem. V'yom Yisrael Yosef, so Yisrael, Yaakov Avinu.
This is the same place where he calls the massacre, right?
So there seems to be a lot going on in Shechem.
Yeah.
And Yisrael says to Yosef, interesting that his name here is Yisrael, not Yaakov. Hala achecha roim Shechem. Behold, your brothers are shepherding in Shechem. L'chav ashelchav aleim. I go and I will send you, kind of a double language was going on with that. V'yom Eloi Neini, he says, you know, here I am. V'yom Alechna. Go and take a look, make sure everybody's doing all right. And Hashiveni Davar, return me the word. So he sent him from the valley of Chevron, and he comes towards Shechem. A man finds him, and he was wandering in the field. So the man asks him, saying, what are you looking for? I'm looking for my brothers. Where are they shepherding? So the man says, they traveled from here, they left. I heard them say, let's go to Dosan. So he goes and he finds him over there. Yeah, sounds like this would not have been included in the final edition. This is the rough draft. What's going on over here? So let's go through one more time.
So many components.
And the whole point is that he gets to his brothers.
Right.
And then, you know, the rest is history. You know, they were going to kill him, and they said they're going to sell him and throw him into the pit. That's really what it's all about. So in between this time where the setup in the parasha begins, that Yosef has his dreams, and he's telling them to the brothers, and there's a creation of a lot of jealousy and animosity, the next step is that he ends up in the situation where he gets sold. So in between those two parts of the story is this, like, he meets up with this random guy in a field that what are we supposed to do with this? How is this important to the story? And what's going on over here? What is, let's go through one more time. So he says, so you'll notice on top of the word S, famously, are the dots. This, there's a dash in all of the Hebrew editions of here. There's no dash in a Sefer Torah, but there's a dash between S tzon, which is important in darshaning dots. Because it means to say it's considered a one word.
In the Torah, there's dots, though?
Yeah. The dots are there, but the dash is not. But S zone, you see over here, the way it's printed, is that there's a dash between our S zone because it's considered to be one word, which is important because the way we darshan dots is it goes by the majority. So if the majority has no dots, we erase the dots, which is what's going to happen over here, that we're going to erase the dots. So we'll get back to that in a minute. So the brothers go, Liros, Eson Aviyam Bishchem. So Yaakov Avinu tells Yosef where they are in Shechem, which of course is not where they were in the end. And then he says, right, Licha, you should go, and I will send you. So he's going on the one hand on his own, and he's also sending him. That in and of itself is a funny double language. What's Licha, Veshlachacha, Aleyam, to them. And then Vayomer Lo Hineni is also a little strange because usually it's Yosef, Vayomer. Hineni, I have something to tell you. But here it's appearing at the end after the instruction, which right away gives you the impression that the Hineni here is not just I'm ready and available, but I want you to go to the brothers. Okay, here I am. Notice there's a hesitation. There's a danger there. There's an animosity that's there. And despite the animosity, so Yosef says, Hineni, I'm ready to go.
So Yosef had enough animosity towards...
Well, he's aware that they have animosity towards him.
He's worried that they have animosity towards him.
Let's assume not, right? He has his dreams and he wants to do. You know, there were certain things he said to his father, but I don't know that he has anything against them. Maybe he wants their best interest.
Why didn't he tell the father that he's nervous about the trip?
Well, so there's only so much information we have here, so we'll work with whatever we have. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. Vayomer lo, so Yaakov says to him, Lech no, go now. And take a look.
Why his father wanted them?
No indication of what this is about. Just how they're doing. Shalom. And it's the shalom of the brothers, and it's also the shalom of the tzon. Like, was there an issue? Was there a problem? Like, he doesn't say come back. You know, it's dinner time. Like, what?
This took this. I mean, this doesn't happen in one day. This is a journey. No,
it doesn't even say what. Just tell me what's going on. Like, how they're doing. Like, what's that all about? And return word to me. Right. So apparently, he wants to know. It's not just like make sure everything's okay. I don't know. As long as it's okay, it's fine with you. No, I want to know. That return word to me. So he sends to me Emek Chevron. What? Where's the valley of Chevron? So this is funny. There actually isn't a valley of Chevron.
So what's
the valley of Chevron? Vayavash Chema, and he comes. So that's where he leaves from. He departs from Emek Chevron, and he goes towards Shechem. Right, the hay at the end Shechema means
far
towards.
Is Chevron from Shechem?
I'm not exactly sure, but it's not. I don't think it's like days. You know, not so far.
Oh, away. 30-minute drive.
30-minute drive.
A father that's sending his son.
It's close.
Trip,
it's
right?
Very close.
You yeah. would expect that. He would have enough time to get the back and forth during daylight. So that's why
okay.
I'm trying
let's
to
assume.
Out.
Right, let's assume. Why not?
One day,
not
so close. Trip? No, in the afternoon, he's telling, he said, go check on your brothers, like, and come back and tell me, like, right? They're just out pasturing the sheep for the afternoon, they're all coming back home at night.
No, it had to have been longer than a day.
Yeah.
I think this journey was
it could be. They weren't necessarily shepherding and coming back at night. It could be they're shepherding them for a certain amount of time or a while long. Maybe that's where they're staying, you know.
We'll settle this right now.
But the question is if it's the same place as it was. We don't know for sure. And also, you know, which part of it, you know, it's hard to know for sure.
Okay.
But be that as it may, so that's when the man finds him and he's wandering in a field. So the man asks him, what are you looking for? It says he was wandering in a field. Was he lost? Was he not lost? He's Toez, like he was wandering. Yeah, that's also interesting. In a specific field? Which field? Yeah, that's a good point. In the Likudos, in the grammar here, it's basa there, not besa there, in a field, but it's in the field. So he asks him, "What are you looking for?" I guess he looked like he was looking for something. It obviously wasn't in New York. But this is the proof that it wasn't.
Because
he asked him, "What are you looking for?"
Maybe Yosef thought that was the field they might have been in. That's why he was there.
Maybe
okay. Perhaps. Maybe that was supposed to be where they were. What? Okay, maybe. It's
Shem is a ruin at this point, right? They killed out everybody in the city. There's nothing there.
Is that one?
Yeah, so the tone also, I was going to ask that, if that's the tone that they took from Shem.
Interesting, I don't know.
Because they had a lot of property.
That's true, they took a lot of shot, a lot of spoils they took from there.
The women and the children lived. They didn't come with the children.
No, but they
right?
had a lot of property. They took all the animals and everything, so this...
He's a farmer.
It's interesting. Actually, didn't Yaakov buy a parcel in Shechem?
Originally.
And then he wound up getting the entire land.
Yeah.
I stand corrected. It's a 38-minute drive.
Wow. Okay.
Was it what?
Shechem to
Hebron. I told you it's 38 minutes. But I'm trying to look for this Amic. Chevron, I don't see it here. This valley
so
of Chevron.
We'll see. There is no valley of Chevron.
So what,
we'll see. We'll see in a minute.
The walk. 6 hours and 40 minutes. Mm-hmm.
So we'll see in a minute. We'll see in a minute that it doesn't even necessarily literally mean that he left from Hebron.
He's going through the green line.
We'll see in a minute. There are other interpretations. There are other interpretations here. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. But in the chat, I'm looking for my brothers. Tell me where they are. You know, like that's maybe it was in New York.
And assume that he knew who
yeah,
the brothers were.
What's that all about? How does he know where they are? He's some random guy says, hey, what are you looking for? You know?
Have them knees dropping and they said they're going to Goshen.
But he knows. Hitaka knows. So yeah. He says they left. You know, I heard them saying they're going to Dosaina. And okay, so he goes into so okay, so what's going
Goshen.
On? Right. Okay, so a whole bunch of questions. Let's ask a few of them. So what's going on with the dots? We'll talk about the dots a little bit. Why does it matter where Yosef was sent from? Okay, it seems to be a very far distance if it's actually literally, you know, physically where he went from. Who cares anyway? And like we asked, is Hebron in a valley? It doesn't seem to be. And you'll notice, it doesn't say Yosef was wandering and the man found him wandering. You know what it says? It says he found him. Was he looking for him? And that's a very funny way to introduce it. I would have written it. Also, we'll see. Different interpretations. But I would have said he was wandering around in the field and the man found him wandering. That would make a little more sense. But like Moshe says, he's not lost. I mean, he's looking for his brothers. But then it says, that he was wandering in the field. So okay, so that's a little funny. We should have, the order's reversed, but maybe the man was looking for him. So he asks him, you know, what are you what are you looking for? I guess he must have looked like he was looking for something.
Oh, come on, you know, can I help you something?
So, you know, the question is, was he like in a weird place? Was he not in a funny, like, is he wandering in somebody's field? Was the field like a road on the way somewhere else? Why should he think that he's lost and looking for something? Like, was he?
He had that look.
He's looking for something. Was he lost and not looking for it anymore? Was he standing around staring like, I could have sworn they were here a minute ago. Like, what? So it's fun. Okay. What was the man doing there, you know? Yeah. Maybe, unless, no, if maybe it was some random field, Mamash Akasha. What's he doing in some random field?
Maybe it was a road. An inn or a bar or something. Place of social hangout.
Yeah. And how can Yosef tell him, tell me where they are? How does he know he knows where they are? And then what does he answer him? He answers him, oh, they left. I heard they're going to Dothan. I heard they're going to Dothan. They're in Dothan. You know, like, what? They left from here. I heard. His answer's funny, too. So there's a lot going on in these psukim. So let's try to give some answers. Okay, so Shlav Aleph. level one in the Pashup Shat is that there is a stress in the psukim on the tzon avihem. Right away in the beginning, it doesn't say that it was the sheep. It's the sheep of their father. And you do find this stress again and again, especially by Yaakov Avinu. It says, if you remember in the parchment, Yaakov meets Rachel. So it says that like his mother's this and his father, like there's a stress on like his mother told him to. There's a very major stress on the Kibbur Avoim, but he's doing things because of the Kibbur Avoim. So here also, you find that he's saying Hineini, he's ready to do what his father says, even if there's a concern. But if father says, so that's what I'm going to do. So the Rashbam here, the first Marimokom, he says, it's just to tell you the significance, the greatness of Yosef HaTzadik. He didn't want to go back before he knew what's going on. He could have. He was told to go to Shechem. See, I think we would have gone to Shechem. They're not here. How am I supposed to find them?
See you.
I'm going back. I'll tell Dad, they weren't there. That's what any normal person would have done. He says, no. He says, I know that my father sent me to give him Shalom Acher V'Shalom Atzon. I'm going to find out what the story is. He didn't, so he's, and he's even, so to speak, you know, asking questions from random people. The Rashbam says, even though he knows that there's animosity here, halach, uviksham, he went to go looking for them, kamosham or laviv, just like his father told him to. So that's Ibn Ezra writes, it was a random guy. We don't know his identity because it doesn't matter. Why doesn't it matter? Because the whole point is to show that Yosef was interested. Whatever my father tells me to do, I'm going to go above and beyond. I'm going to get it done. So that's in the Pashup Shad, Rashbam, Ibn Ezra. That's where his identity doesn't make a difference. The point is Yosef does everything in his power to fulfill its Tzivui Abba. That's number one. But let's take a step back for everything else we're going to say today, which is this idea of Emek Chevron. This is a really fascinating thing. So the dots, let's point out the dots very quickly. Linguistically, if you take out the word S, the way the pasuk reads is Vayelchu echav liros, kamo, tzon aviyam b'shchem, and the sheep of their father was in Shechem. So that's what Rashi writes on the spot, is they went to shepherd themselves. If you have the word S, everything gets connected. They went to shepherd the sheep. But if you take out the word the, it just becomes sheep. You separate the two parts of the pasuk. His brothers went to shepherd, and the sheep were in Shechem. But what were they shepherding? So they were going, that's the beginning of this whole story, they were going to figure out what to do about Yosef. They had an issue here, and they went to shepherd themselves. The sheep were in Shechem at the time, but that wasn't really what they were doing. They were not focused on the shepherding. So that's the introduction to this parasha, is that this is Mechiras Yosef beginning. That's the dots.
You're saying they went to
plot. They went to figure out what they're going to do. They went to shepherd themselves. It wasn't they happened to be with the sheep, but the dots taking out the word S.
Their primary focus was going to be with our brother.
Yeah. That's what happens when you take out the word S. And that's the introduction to this little section here. So what's going on with leaving from the valley of Chevron? What is this? So take a look at this Rashi. Rashi writes me, Emek Chevron, Chevron Bahar. Chevron is on a mountain. It's not in a valley. How does he know? This is awesome. Rashi, how many people here were in Eretz Yisrael? Just not you. So Rashi never set foot in Eretz Yisrael. How does he know Hebron's on a mountain or in a valley? It's unbelievable, right? We've all been there, and Rashi's never in Eretz Yisrael. How does he know it's on a mountain? So it's not from the topology. He doesn't know the topography. He has no idea. It says, because when it talks about the Meraglim, it says, they had to go up from the south, up towards Hebron. So it can't be a valley. As far as I'm aware, I don't think Rashi ever made it there.
Didn't you say like Rashi is really just like thoughts from like other people compiled?
Yeah, so how does he know this?
So how do you know that one of the people isn't somebody who had to know?
I'm saying, so if you take a look at what he says, he says, how do I know? Because
asking,
the pasuk says...
The author is Rashi, one person.
The author is Rashi, but he got all the pieces from...
Most of the things Rashi says are Midrashim. Most things Rashi says in Chumash are Midrashim.
It's a mountain at that point. Just be a higher elevation than...
Yeah, higher elevation, negative. Not a valley. Yeah, so maybe. But it's just fascinating to me that Rashi, you know, insists on this. Of course, he's coming from a medrash, but he quotes this pasuk to prove it. And the point is that you can use a pasuk to prove anything. It's not an issue of topography. In any case, so listen to this. So if it's not in a valley, then what does it mean, the valley of Hebron? So we're translating it wrong. It doesn't mean the valley, it means the depths. That Yaakov sent Yosef from the depths of Hebron to where he was going. What does it mean, the depths of Hebron? Look at this Rashi. Elameitza amuka shel oso tzaddik akavur b'Hebron. From the depth of the council of the tzaddik that's buried in Hebron. Who's the tzaddik that's buried in Hebron? Avram Avinu. Because he had to fulfill bris bein havasarim. And somehow, this is not so clear, somehow the council of Avram Avinu is in the background here. Yosef is departing from the perspective, from the council of Avram Avinu. What does all this mean? Okay, a little bit clearer. The Gemara says, Amar b'chibar Abba, this is in Shabbos, Beit Tessim and Beis, Amar b'chibar Abba, Amar b'yechanan, Roy ha'yakov vino le'er l'mitzayim b'shal shal shal barzal. It was appropriate. It could have happened, maybe even should have happened, based on the language of Brispein Basarim's Avram Avinu. Maybe it was appropriate that Yaakov would have gone down as a slave. Right? That whole Brisbane is arm. But what happened? But he had a zechus that caused not to be like that. He quotes a pasuk about being drawn to a place. In fact, in the Haggadah Shel Pesach, we say this. That he didn't have a choice going down to Mitzrayim. So in other words, what's going on here is that there is a pull that's happening, and the Medrash says it as well. All kinds of things to get him to go there. It's very similar. You have if the Medrash says the mushal, you have a cow, and you want to get it to go back into the place that it sleeps at night. It doesn't want to go. It likes to be outside. It doesn't want to go into the stall. So how do you get it into the stall? So you take the kid, and you send the children into the stall, and it goes after its kids. So Yosef is going to end up in Mitzrayim over here. Avram Avinu is figuring out a way. The council, the depths of Hebron, is leading Yosef in a certain situation where he'll end up in Mitzrayim, and Yaakov will end up drawn there because Yosef is there, and he will not end up there as a slave going down in chains. This was from the Eitza Amuka of Avram Avinu. That's what Rashi says. That's what he's in the Emek Hebron. Yeah, so this is a totally different understanding of the pasuk now. Does it mean physically he left from Hebron? Not necessarily at all. I don't know where he was. But wherever he was on this trip coming from the perspective and the derech of the valley, the depths of Hebron, the Eitza Amuka of the tzaddik that's buried there. Yeah? The only question is, how exactly is Avram involved? In Shemayim, he's like doing this. And
it's an Eitza. Do this.
Yeah. Who did he give an Eitza to? Is this like Avram Avinu planting ideas in Yaakov's head? Is it? So I don't have a good answer to that. So sorry, if you come up with anything, let me know. But that's what Rashi quotes from the Medrash. And it's that, you know, I think it's related to these two Gemara, the Gemara and the Medrash as well, that this is all part of what's going on. Avram Avinu is pulling strings. Avram is pulling strings. Okay, so now, if once you say that, so now we have a slightly different perspective of what's going on. Yosef is being pushed in a certain direction, which leads us to, of course, what Azari was saying, is that who is this Ish? So according to the Rashi, Amin Ibn Ezra, it doesn't make a difference. It's just a focus on the gadlus of Yosef HaTzadik and his Kibbur Avoim. But according to the Medrash, and Rashi quotes this as well, Vim Seyu Ish, who's the Ish? Ze Gavriel. How do you know it's Gavriel? Because it says in Sefer Daniel, Va'ish Gavriel. He's referred to as the Ish.
It didn't say Ha'ish in the first mention of Ish.
Which one?
Generic Ish.
Oh, okay, so let's see. So, here's question number one, just in terms of how do you learn this? How does the Medrash know it? What's going on over here? Does this mean every time you find the word Ish or Ha'ish, it means it's a Malach or it's Gavriel? There are lots of others. What is Moshe? Is it Ha'ish Moshe? Like, there's lots of Ish. Ish comes up a few times. Is that what it means? It has to mean that? So, a couple of things. Reuel Mizrahi, who's a parish on Rashi, so he writes, he doesn't think that that's the Pshat. He thinks the Pshat is when Yosef meets up with him and he says, tell me where they are. How did Yosef think that he knew where they were? The Torah says that Yosef saw a Malach. So the Malach knows. Yeah? So he thinks that's where it's coming from. That's his Pshat. He says, it's not Pshat that because it uses the word Ish, that's how we know it's Gavriel. But how do you know it's a Malach? Because otherwise, how does he ask such a question? It's absurd. That's the Mizrahi's Pshat.
Why?
Because he says to him, tell me where they are. How can you say that to a regular person? It doesn't make any sense. You ask him, have you seen them? Haginina, tell me where they are. How is he supposed to know? The Torah says he sees in the conversation here that Yosef already is being presented with somebody, something, an ish, that knows where they are. How does he know? The Torah says it's a Malach, it's a Malach. How do you which Malach? What's the name of such a Malach? Gavriel. How do you know Gavriel? Because ish Gavriel. That's just how you know which one it was. The Kli Yakar says a slightly different. Well, he says like this. We say Ish v'hinei Tov Asadeh. Ze Gavriel. He refers to Gavriel. The Gomer we say Ish Shema Minosh Ze Ish Hayam Avakish Es Yosef Ma'aser Acharav V'Humatza. So he was looking for him. Gavriel was looking for Yosef.
Why did he have to look for him? You know where to find him. He's a Malach.
Yes, he was searching for him because he had a goal. He needed to do something for him. Yosef V'Humatza. Yosef didn't find him. Gabriel found Yosef. Yosef didn't.
Oh, you mean Yosef was looking for Gabriel?
Yosef was looking for his brothers.
What was
Ish. The man finds him.
Why was Gabriel looking for him?
Meaning, yeah. Not that he didn't know where he was, but that he was searching him out. Meaning, he needed to go to him.
Close enough.
Also, we'll see. We'll see the purpose in a minute. What was the purpose of it?
We can go there.
So this is what the Kli Yakar writes. So that's our question. What's Gabriel doing here? What's the role of Gavriel? What's the role of this Ish? Okay, so let's see. Pashat Pshat is sending it to his brothers, right? So he says, "V'haya b'dayta lahazhiroi." He wanted to warn him, "Shiya nishmar minachav." He should guard himself. Be careful about these brothers, right? The Kli Yakar learns that this was a warning. He was like, you know, like a satan low almost.
So he said that he Gavriel?
Yeah.
Gone from here.
So he's
gone away from you.
Be careful. Your brothers have left here, and I'm telling you right now, you've got to watch out. This is a dangerous situation.
He's going against Avraham.
That's what it sounds like according to this, right? It sounds like it's not like Avraham and Gavriel are in cahoots. It sounds like almost opposites. That's the Kli Yakar. Ki ro'os shalach basadeh, toya bedaitoi. So what does it mean he was toya basadeh? So we said he's wandering in the field. See, he writes, he was toya bedaitoi. He made a mistake in his thinking. Because he thought it was all about, you know, everyone's getting along hunky-dory together, and his brothers, you know, maybe have a good relationship with him. Not like the Rashbam said. Maybe he doesn't know about the animosity. Maybe he has no clue. That's how you know it was a Malach, because a Malach knew what was going on in his heart, in his mind. He read his mind. He wasn't wandering around like this. He was going. He was going wherever he was going. But that's how he knew it was a Malach, because he knew mamash what was going on in his mind. He was for sure on a road, that's what he writes. B'li safei, shalach be'ezeh derech ha'shvil. He's not walking around wandering in the middle of somebody's field. That's the Kli Yakar. The Maharal, the Gur Aryeh. So he says it's Gavriel. Dal korach malach haya. Dim leikein lama tzarech kol ha'sipur. Shematzah ish v'shalach sa'if ha'imurim. The Maharal says, what's this whole point of the story? He met up with some random guy. He doesn't like the Rashbam's chat. It's all of a kibbut av. Because it doesn't say he asked him. It says the man found Yosef. If Yosef had gone out of his way to find somebody, can anybody help me? I'm looking for my brothers. Okay, so you could say like the Rashbam and the Ben Ezra. But the Maharal says, the guy came to him to give him a message, to tell him something. What's that all about? Elamai is a malach from Hashem. There's something going on over here. There's a message being sent to him. He's a Malach. Why do we care if Yosef ended up finding the brothers because it was a mistake and he had to find them, or he went straight to them? What's the difference? So he says, Elamayna, there's more going on over here. The man finds him. Hashem, again, not like we just saw in the Kli Yakar. This is already like Avram Avinu. And Hashem is sending the Malach, let's go, Yosef, this way. This way. Otherwise, he wouldn't have found them. They went to figure out what they're going to do with Yosef. They didn't expect him to come to them. The brothers went to figure out what they're going to do. He wasn't supposed to be there. He was not part of this meeting. He would have just gone home at Anam from the Malach because he didn't find them in Shechem. But the man shows up and says, Dosan, Dosan. Otherwise, he would have gone home. He would have gone home. He doesn't know where they are. So that's Gavriel because he's called Anish, Ish Gavriel. That's how you know which one it was. Why that's important, we'll have to wait and see. Next, so the Ramban, he puts all these things together, he talks about all these different ones, and he says, one of the reasons it says it is ma'arich in this story is because it wants to show you about Yosef and his kibudav, but also it wants to tell you gzeira emes v'haritzus sheker. That we learned this was a, you know how the Gemara talks, where's the Gemara? It talks about Shlomo HaMelech, that we did that in Sukkah, right? I'm listening to my Gemara. That was the Gemara in Sukkah, right? That the Malach HaMaves is all upset and he's sad, and so he has to kill these people.
Right,
and
right.
So
he walks into
Shlomo HaMelech sends them to a place where they're for sure not going to die, and that's exactly where the Malach HaMaves needed that order to kill them. So Gezeira Emes Acharitza Sheker. All of our things that we try to plot and figure things out is all Sheker. Whatever the Gezeira is Mina Shamayim, that's what's going to happen. And that's one of the messages of the story, says the Ramban, that you should know that whatever Yosef thought, whatever Yaakov thought, what's going to happen is what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants, and the Malach is going to make sure that that comes about.
Why Gavriel? Isn't Gavriel like the war guy?
Yes, we'll have to see why Gavriel. Does that have to do with Din? Does it not have to do with Din? Is that a Gvura? This is what Chazal meant when they said it's malachim. And the Ramban keeps this very simple. The reason why the Medrash says they're malachim is simply to teach you that this was HaKadosh Baruch Hu pulling strings. And that whatever you think you're doing is great, but there's a gzeira, and Min HaShemayim, this is what's going to happen. So that's how the Ramban says. Now, listen to this. I don't know if you noticed, in the Pasuk, it actually says the word ish three times. Yeah? What does it say? It says, Vayimtzeu ish, vayishaleu ha'ish. And he says, "Where are they?" Vayomer ha'ish nasu mizeh. Doesn't he keep calling him an ish? Just say he said. Doesn't mean ish has to appear three times? And the Medrash says there were three malachim. There were three malachim.
I guess they always travel in threes.
Which three were they?
Oh, which three? So we'll get to that in the end. There are some that say it was three, but maybe it wasn't. Maybe it was Gavriel three times. Maybe he had Gavriel to be sent three times. He's doing three different things.
The same three that came to...
Maybe.
A mission or a particular moth that has a pet name permanently.
He seems to be, that's his name, you know, but maybe it's always similar missions. So okay. Maybe they overlap.
Yeah. But a Melech has only one mission.
Right.
Only the one job.
At a time.
So the same Melech.
If it's the same concept, if it's in the same category. If there's a category that's considered to be refuah, so you can do multiple things that are a refuah. If there are multiple things that are this, then that, yeah. So that's what the Medrash says. And the Medrash says it's Gavriel, Vayim Sayu Ish is a Gavriel, which is the one that we, that's the first time. The first time, that's what the Medrash says, is it's Gavriel. So in the Drashas, Rabbi Ibn Shuab Shuib, how do you pronounce his name, Sephardi? See, he says that all of these things are happening over here because it's the Gzeira Mina Shamayim. And that's what Chazal are saying in the Emek Chevron idea. And this is all part of Avram Avinu's deep counsel. He just spells this out in no uncertain terms that this is a Kaddish Baruch Hu sending the malachim, that this should all happen. It was mamash three malachim. Stresses how much a Kaddish Baruch Hu is pulling strings to make sure all of this happens. It says ish three times. And even though in Yosef's eyes, he only saw one malach. He saw one, but it was really three. So you get the impression that it's Gavriel sort of like being resent.
So Hashem is stacking the deck against the Shvatim also? He's hoping, Hashem hopes this thing goes down?
Hashem and Avram Avinu apparently were in cahoots here so that the way it would come about would not be in Shalshala Shal Barzal.
It's all orchestrated.
That the Shvatim should be guilty of this crime?
So this is like the interaction between Bechira and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan.
Seems like it's very stacked.
Yeah, when they are already on their way to plot, so Kadosh Baruch Hu utilizes their decisions to make it happen.
He
even says that Kadosh Baruch Hu was in their council when they decided what to do with it.
Yeah, but a plot doesn't count as action.
Not yet. Correct.
Maybe they convened. That was a din. They already had the judgment.
They're thinking about it. They're trying to figure it out for sure. Fine. That's what he writes. Is there a machlokas over which malach it was, and does that depend on the purpose? Because we saw before the kliyakar once says, stay away. But these are let's go. There's a din min hashamayim. There's a gzeru min hashamayim. Maybe that's Gabriel. There's a din min hashamayim that has to happen. So maybe that, because you'll see here, the Hadar Zakenim, he writes, the gematria of Vayim Tziyayu Ish is the gematria of Refuah. I didn't look that one up.
What?
Did you look that one up? 16. Ish and Refuel is the same?
Is
I think Ish. Let's see. Refuel. How much is Vimse Ayu? I don't know. Who wants to work it out? Who's got our calculator here?
311 is Refuel,
right?
Yeah,
that
is an
280, app
feature.
33.
Oh,
no, I like that. I
know you're touch on a word.
Yeah. Ish is Refuel. Ish and Refuel is the same about you. Ish and Refuel is the same about you. But The Balaturim is Ha'ish, right? That's interesting, right? The Balaturim writes, V'ishaleyu Ha'ish is Gematria Malach Gavriel Sha'aloi, which is 674. That one I looked up. I don't know. So it says, V'yimtza Ehu Ish is Rifael. But V'ishaleyu Ha'ish, when he asks him, what are you looking for? That's the Gematria of Malach Gavriel Sha'aloi.
What, the words V'ishaleyu and Ha'ish?
Yeah, V'ishaleyu Ha'ish together is 674. Oh, so if you say like the Kliyakar, so you can say that maybe they're both true at the same time. That one Malach was actually maybe trying to say that maybe it's not a good idea. Another Malach was saying, you gotta go. What's the third one? So there's no Gematria that I found on the third one. But we'll see that there's Michael here too. Okay, so I just want to point out something. This is my own shtick. Maybe this is totally wrong, but I found this. I want to mention it. In the Pasuk in Tehillim, it says, Mize ha'ish yarei Hashem, who is the man that fears Hashem, Yareinu b'derech yivchar, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu will direct him on the path that he chooses, because he's a tzaddik and a yarei Hashem, he's on the right path. Who is that? So there is a medrash, and it says that ha'ish is Avram Avinu. Because ha'ish is Gematria 3:16, and Avram Avinu is 3:17. Which is with the koila. So that's what I wanted to say. That's fascinating because it comes out that this whole thing begins with the Eitza Amuka of Avram Avinu, and the Ish, which is coming to fulfill that Eitza Amuka, is the same gematria as Avram Avinu. So okay, Mistama is connected, but I didn't see anybody connect the two. They only mentioned the Malachim. Okay, but in any case, I thought it was interesting. What is the tachlis of these malachim? So we're getting towards the end of this. So the Kli Yakar, he writes that al derech hamedrash she'toa be'inyan hasadeh. He was to'eh basadeh, which we translated in the pshat to mean wandering in the field. But to'eh can also mean like a mistake, like wandering because there's like something you did wrong. You're wandering because there's like a mistake going on. So another interpretation that we'll see is he made a mistake about the sadeh. What mistake about the sadeh? What sadeh are we referring to? And as you pointed out, the sadeh is the field. Which field? The field. Which one? So he made a mistake about the sadeh. So he writes that Kain Mehevel, that episode happened basadeh. When they were alone, basadeh. What was that all about? Jealousy between them. So Yosef made a mistake about jealousy. Yeah, that was an issue of the field. That was an issue of whatever was going on by Kain Mehevel. I don't have that issue. The brothers and I get along great. I'm like the tsar. I tell them what's going to be. I have dreams. I'm going to be their leader. We have a great relationship. He was toeb basadeh. He was toeb about the kina. He thought that by this issue, it's not an issue b'chlal, but it totally was an issue. That was a toeb basadeh.
I forgot where it was, but one of the reasons why they felt that they were justified in doing what they were doing with Yosef is because, like the Rav said, Yosef's the leader. But then that would upsurp Yehuda, who's supposed to be the leader.
Right.
So that was
Did they know that? Right.
One
yeah.
shot that.
Right.
Why?
Right. Okay, so now we're going to dig in to two more pieces. This is an Al-Sheikh. It's a little bit long, so I'll try to cover it, just kind of like going through like the underlined parts and the main points here. The Al-Sheikh has a whole pshat. That's why there's so many words about this, because he has like a whole picture of what he thinks is going on over here. Yeah, so let's go through it quickly. You ready? Here we go. On your mark, get set, go. Yaakov, I'll say it outside mostly. Yaakov Avinu is sending Yosef, and he's concerned. Vaviv Shamaras Adavar, that Yaakov, according to Rashi, that means he's waiting to see it come true. But in the Pashim Shat, I don't know if it's Pashim or not, but another way to read it is that he sees there's a conflict between the brothers, so there's a nervousness there, but apparently he wants to send Yosef for whatever reason, so he wants it to be B'tzivui. So if you tie this back into the Psukim in the beginning, you'll see that he's commanding him to go, and he's commanding him to come back. You know, don't stick around. So there's a tzivui, both on the way there, and there's a tzivui to come back. Meaning, every word in every which way, as long as he doesn't stick around and like look at the birds, he's fulfilling a mitzvah. And shluchi mitzvah ain't a nizoykin. If you're following a mitzvah, you're not going to be hurt, unless it's like mukum d'shchia chazeika, this is like a dangerous place. But okay, if it's not a dangerous place, so he's doing a mitzvah. So that's how he begins. Yaakov, you know, has a cheshvin. Yeah, this is his cheshbon, he's sending him there. But Yosef had a totally different idea of what he was doing over here. In his mind, even though he's doing what his father told him, do you remember the dream? Where was the dream? Where was the dream of the sheaves?
In the field.
In the field. My father's sending me to the field. It's coming true. It's coming true. So he thinks he's going, and they're going to bow down to him. That's what this is all about. So he's on his way. And now the malachim come. Now the malachim come. What are the malachim doing now according to this? Al-Kain, this is the bolded part over here. Al-Kain, tchilas devar ha-malach ha-dover bo, hayalo hasir to'em ilibo, bal yavtiach v'chalomo. Don't put so much faith and trust in your dream. Hold on. You know, this idea of like maybe if it's the Rafael idea, maybe it's the Kliyakar idea. You know, hold on. You know, don't get so excited. That's not what's going on over here. Don't have so much faith in dream. How do you know it's true? How do you know it's now? How do you know what it even means? Slow down. So that's when the first malach meets him. That's the purpose of the first malach. Who says that's what's gonna happen? Who says it's now?
For what?
What?
If he was mistaken in that
belief. So the Al-Sheikh learns that this is step by step to get Yosef basically to fall, so to speak, into the trap. Because what would happen if he meets up with the Malach and the Malach says they want to kill you? He's going back. And the whole thing is done. So slowly, they have to let him know that there's an issue here. He can't get killed. But he also has to end up there. So there's like three steps to this, says the Al-Sheikh. Where first, they're like little by little getting him used to this idea that he needs to go to them. And something has to be done now. But don't turn around and go home. How do you balance all of this? So the first thing is that the first malach is coming to him and saying, you know, hey, what are you looking for? You know, he has the dream. Okay, so we'll see how he says it. Fine. The next bullet says, "Vazeo omro toe basadeh." That's how he interprets the idea that he was toe basadeh. How is he toe? Remember, the Kliyakar said, he made a mistake in the jealousy that was represented by Sadeh, yeah? He says differently, he made a mistake in Sadeh, klomar toa es the chalom, that was Basadeh. He made a mistake about the dream, that was Basadeh. This is not the fulfillment of that dream. But then he needed a kirboim. Okay, so now what? Al-Kain bo hasheni. Now the second malach comes and says, matavakesh. The dream, we're not so sure. You're toa Basadeh. That's how he looks at the first malach. The first malach tells him, the dream, who says you're right? Who says you're right? Number two, what are you doing here? Are you coming to make achdos? Or are you coming to make pirud? To separate? Are you coming to make a war? Are you coming to about brotherhood? What is this all about? This dream and your vision and how you want to lead them? What's that all about? What do you want? Right? That's how he says it. He asks him, what do you want? Lo amar esmi teva. Who are you looking for? He asks him, what do you want? Yeah, you hear the difference? He doesn't say, who are you looking? He says, what do you want? Him to vakesh achva v'shalom, if what you want is brotherhood, so you have nothing to fear. But if you're coming to start a fight, you're going to create animosity, there's a big problem here.
It didn't matter, though. Because either way, he just simply went to the brothers
and they took action against him. So it didn't matter if he was going as a brother or with to be the communist leader or whatever. The brothers had their plan for him.
Right. Right. So but he doesn't turn around and run away. If he's gonna start a war, then this isn't gonna happen. But if he's going to make peace, so then maybe there's what to talk about. Part of this is a big trick. So he says to them, no, I want my brothers. I'm interested in brotherhood. Even though they don't necessarily want the same thing from me, but that's what I want from them. And that's why it says, Anochi mevakesh, achar meres achai. Why doesn't he just say, I'm looking for my brothers? Esachai. No, esachai, ani mevakesh. I'm looking for achdus. I'm looking for brotherhood. That's what he answers them. But dain lenigla ilu pirudum ha'atzmi. So still, Yosef has no idea how bad it is. He has no idea how bad this is. He thinks that they could still be brothers, and the malach is persuading him that that's true. But he doesn't know how bad it is. So the third malach is coming to tell him, you have no idea how bad it is. You're not going to be able to accomplish brotherhood. And he says, Nasa'u mizeh. They've left. What do you mean they left? They left from here? Why do you need to tell them that? Tell them where they are. No. They've left the brotherhood. And he says, if you take a look at the word dosan, he says that the word dosan is spelled, again, how does it say in the pasuk? Yeah. Dosaina with a yud. And then it says they went to dosan. What's the word dosaina? What's the yud doing over there? Because there are 10 of them and 2 have been excluded, Yosef and Binyamin. That's what the yud is meramis to.
Why
that
is he warning him off? I thought he wants him to go.
It sounds like he doesn't want him to get killed.
That was the plan that they have to get him there.
Yeah. So let's see what he says. As ba hamalach hashlishi matzas libo lemor lo beferish nasu mizeh achva lo maki asu achva me'asar levadam. That they're really on their own. They're separated from you. V'lei kol v'secha m'shnei b'nei Rachel. He says, ein ze rak she'echad heikel v'hiser tos v'tchunim mimeni. Pen bezadon etain. Okay, so here he spells them out one by one. Let's see if we can put it all together. So he says that the first one is trying to take away his mistake about the dreams. The second one is trying to encourage him more that he should go request their brotherhood. And the third one is telling him the depth of how far away they are. Why? Leman loy bilovad avakesh shalom. So that he doesn't just come in expecting peace. Kim gam apil techinasi. Believe Nishbar, that he should actually pour out his heart to them and really, in other words, if he's expecting that he'll be able to pull this off easily, so that's not the case. If you're going to make this work, then this is going to have to be from the depth of your heart. Because they really have evil in their hearts. And this is his chiddush here, that's exactly what happened, because he actually pleads and cries with them when he gets there. And that's what it means in later on. And when he says, remember when they go to Yosef and they get in big trouble and their bags and end up going back and they think they're being accused of all kinds of things. So they say, this is all our fault. Because we saw him pleading and crying and we didn't listen to him. So we thought that's because they're throwing him into a pit and they're going to kill him. So he says, no, because that meant he was trying to create the achdus. He pleaded and he cried with him to cry to put things back together. That's how the Al-Sheikh learns. So then he says, now I think it fits in with Pirkei Rabbi Elazar that there were these three malachim. Toei Basadeh is Gavriel. That's how he learns the first one, a little different than what we were saying. That the first one is Gavriel. Why Gavriel? And the second one is Michael, and the third one is Rafael. Why? V'lama ayu shalok hisidran. Why aren't they in the proper order? Why would Gavriel be coming first? It's Michael, then Gavriel, and then Rafael. He says, no, apasher kasamdu ki arishon ba'la hasem ilibo. The first one is about a dream. And who's in charge of dreams? Gavriel's in charge of dreams. And he quotes the Zohar, he quotes all kinds of things, that Gavriel is the one that's the master of all the dreams. So since it's an issue of dreams, it has to be Gavriel. That's why Gavriel comes the first one. And then, he even talks about 60. Okay, you have to take a look if you want to see more. And Michael is the second one coming along, because he's the one that has to try and encourage him to do chesed, because he's the malach of chesed. And then comes Raphael to try to balance everything out in the end. That's basically the pshat of the Al-Sheikh. That's the role of the three malachim. Do you want to say maybe he's trying to discourage or encourage, he's trying to get them there? But that's how he learns it. And the last, I'll just say this very quickly outside, is that there's another Perush called the Mishav Nesh, that Nefesh, that has a slightly different angle on all of this, but I'm planting the seed and you can come back to me with your thoughts. When Yaakov sends him, there's a lot of issues of Levaya happening over here, of escorting. And Yaakov is escorting, and the Malach is escorting Yosef. And what's this all about? So there's a certain inyan here that he writes that there's an Eitza of Avram Avinu to be saved from all danger. And the Eitza of Avram Avinu to save from danger is what's called Levaya. Avram Avinu had the Eishel, if you remember. Achila, Shazia, and Levaya.
The first 3D pressure.
Yeah. So the Levaya means, why is the Levaya so important to escort somebody? Why is it so important? So this is a real Indian. It's a real Indian that when you escort somebody where they're going, you actually protect them from danger. It's a real, real Indian. So because of that, Yaakov is trying to create a situation of Levaya. He's walking him to a certain place. He's escorting him to a certain place. Maybe. He's telling him to go to Shechem. And then once he's in Shechem, he loses his Shmira because that's the only place his father told him to go. So then the Malach comes and tells him to go to Dyson, and he walks with him and he escorts him to Dyson. So there should be a total Shmira over here. And the truth is there is a total Shmira because he doesn't end up getting killed. But Yaakov Avinu thinks he got killed. Now he thinks that there's a mistake in everything he learned from Avram Avinu. What happened to the Levaya? What happened to the Levaya? What?
You know about the Malach.
You didn't know. So I escorted him, and now he's dead. How'd that happen? I was malav him, says Yaakov. I was malav him. What happened?
He still stay firm.
Yeah. So what was the last thing they learned together? Eglarufa. Why does Eglarufa bring it full circle? Because Eglarufa is about Levaya. It's about we gave him to eat and we escorted him out of the city. Nothing could have happened to him. How did this happen? So when Yosef comes back to Yaakov and says, Eglarufa, I'm still alive. You didn't forget anything. This wasn't a mistake. You still have your Messiah from Avraham Avinu. He's still connected. He's still of all of his. Also, all of his Ruach Nevuah comes back and he becomes revived. So that's also part of the meeting up with the Malachim. Anyway, there's a lot more over here, but that's another angle on all of this is the issue of Levi. Okay, in any case, so there's a lot, I know it's a little long, there's a lot we talked about, but there's in the Pashim Shad, there's this Ish, and there's Kibbut Avaim, and then as you get into this issue of Me'emek Chevron, so you have Avram Avinu pulling strings, you have Malachim getting involved, different angles on what the Malachim are doing and who the Malachim were and if there were three or whatever's going on over here. But one angle is this is all part of bringing Avraham Avinu to fruition, his plan to fruition. And then you even find that the Gematria is Avraham Avinu, which is fascinating. And then you have this idea, maybe they're trying to push him away. Maybe they're trying to protect him. What? What was his plan? Going down in a way where Yosef is there and Yaakov goes to see him. And when Yaakov goes to see him, it's kemat besimcha, because he knows he's there and alive.
The Shmira ends when? Shmira
alive. If he leaves Shechem, and that's where he escorted him to.
Yaakov didn't know this?
Yaakov didn't know. He thought they were in
so
Shechem.
I'm saying, when did Shechem become the destination?
Yaakov sent them to Shechem.
He said Alehem, wherever they are. He didn't say, it says, Rom b'Shechem, l'cha b'Shechem, l'cha Alehem.
So he writes that Levaya has to do with Kavana. And since his Kavana was Shechem, so then you can't go past that. Let me take a look. It's a fascinating piece. But it's underlined in this part over here. Shechem v'kevan v'ki vein b'levaya shalai ad Shechem v'lo yoyser. But once Gavriel comes, so then he's goyim al chesed, because he allows him to go to Dyson and he's protected. Maybe everything comes full circle, you know?
So they own Shechem.
Buried there.
This is their land. They conquered it.
But they say the two places that are most in controversy are the two places that we've mamash bought.
I'm saying
right? The Mokom and the Beis HaMikdash and Shechem. The two places that are mamash like the biggest battles and the two places we mamash paid for.
I thought of some Marsh
Mapela too.
It's split in half.
Yeah, Marsh Mapela is a big, the Arabs say it's ours and they say we say it's ours. Yeah.
That was something interesting from last week's Parsha. Last week, I wanted to ask you about the level of Shechem.